Turning back to one of our top stories, embattled French President Emmanuel Macron will speak to the nation this Wednesday after nationwide anger over his pension reforms. Deepti Galeran, our press reviewer, is here to take a look at how the papers are reacting. Deepti, what do they say this morning?
Well, Alison, lots of focus on that, on his interview that he's going, that Emmanuel Macron will be giving this Wednesday afternoon. Anger is, of course, boiling ever since he pushed through those pension reforms. Using a constitutional right that allowed him to push it through by force. Despite the nationwide anger, he's not expected to announce a government reshuffle or a dissolution of parliament or a referendum, as some people have, as some have been asking for. It's why Aujourd'hui en France or Le Parisien, the newspaper, is going with this headline today, inflexible. But the paper is rather sympathetic towards Emmanuel Macron, saying that he's not acting under pressure because it's not in his nature to do so, and in any case, none of the aforementioned three options would offer a guaranteed solution out of this political crisis. Another publication, The Local, a local paper here, looks at what we can expect from his live interview this Wednesday. Probably he'll opt for a more educational tone, or some might say a more sermonizing tone in his comments today. Some have called it Macron-splaining, his rather unpopular habit of talking down to the French people, Alison.
All right, so critics there, Deepti, slamming Macron's attitude, but also his police officers who are accused of violence against protesters.
Well, that's right. Libération is looking at that on its front page, notably the violent police tactics used against some protesters in recent protests and demonstrations against the pension reforms. It's called La Nasse, as you see on the front page of Libération here. La Nasse actually referring to sort of the mousetrap tactic of rounding up masses of protesters, or in some cases even bystanders, and encircling them, preventing them from being able to move, a technique that was deemed illegal by French judicial authorities in 2021, but have nonetheless been used in recent times. The Communist Party, L'Humanité, also looking at this on its front page. The paper accuses the government of resorting to these brutal police tactics to tamper down the protest movement on its front page. So there, the paper says Macron is choosing repression.
And all of this, Deepti, comes as King Charles and Camilla Parker Bowles are actually arriving in France this Sunday for what's going to be his first ever royal visit as king.
That's right. It must be said, Prince Charles is fairly unlucky after waiting decades to become king. He's embarking on his first state visit, and it happens to come at a time when France is in the throes of deep social unrest. As this article from the Telegraph notes, he's unlike the guild and pomp that surrounded the visits, for instance, of Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin when they visited in the past, King Charles can expect rats, rubbish, and burnt-out cars. He can also expect strikes and demonstrations. Tram drivers, for instance, in Bordeaux have said they will refuse to take King Charles on a tour of the city during his state visit. Once again, in protest against Emmanuel Macron and those pension reforms, Alison.
Too bad for Charles, but France does have other things going on. The UK has other things going on as well. Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing the heat today. He's coming before a committee of MPs investigating whether he lied to Parliament about that infamous Partygate scandal.
Yeah, Partygate refers to the 10 Downing Street scandal, where staff were found to have held boozy parties during the height of lockdown in 2020 and 2021, this while the rest of the country was forced to stay at home. It eventually did contribute to the downfall of Boris Johnson as Prime Minister. Now, the Daily Express says he's set to defend his actions in the Partygate scandal. He's in front of a cross-party committee. He's expected to argue that he misled Parliament unintentionally, and that his assurances that COVID rules were being respected were made in good faith. It's what you see here on the front page of the Daily Express. The other papers are not so kind towards the former prime minister. This is from the Daily Mirror, which has imagined a sort of list of excuses that that Boris Johnson might come up with, including that number 10 is too cramped to socially distance. You also have The Independent, which wonders if his excuses will be, if his defense will be a plausible one, or will it be a pyramid of piffle? Finally, you have the Daily Star, far less literary in its front page. It says he says that Boris Johnson is not a liar, he's just a moron.
All right, well, we'll be following those hearings today. Turning to Japan next, Deep D, baseball fans are celebrating after their team's victory over the U.S. in the World Baseball Classic Championship.
Yeah, it's a Japanese side's first World Baseball Classic title since 2009. And as you can imagine, the joy is palpable in Japan today. This publication notes that fans across Japan gathered at various public venues to catch a game. Some firms even gave their workers time off in the morning to watch the game, the paper says. And Japan really reinforcing its status as a world-class baseball team. They've now won three titles in the five editions of the World Baseball Classic Championship, Allison.
And finally, from you, Deep D, two fans at a Robbie Williams concert here in Paris got the chance of a lifetime to get up on stage with him.
Yeah, it's a dilemma we've all struggled with, getting tickets for a concert and then having possibly the worst seats in the venue. Well, this was the case for two fans who actually had reduced visibility seats, which basically meant they only saw Robbie Williams' back during the whole of his concert. Kind as he is, though, he had a little shout-out for all the people who were in that section. He then invited two fans up on stage as this video on Twitter, if I can bring it up, it shows us certainly proof that having the worst seats in a venue is not necessarily or not always a bad thing, Allison.
Yeah, it should certainly always be that way, I think. Deep D, thank you so much for that look through today's paper.